This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We'll make some more history on the radio this hour because no United States senator, and before that a United States member of Congress, has spent more time talking to our audience, or any radio audience, than Senator Kevin Cramer. We'll make some more history. We make it every week, an hour, anything you have in the way of a question or a concern. The Biden administration have you down. Welcome to the club. There's a lot to be concerned about, but there is at least a battle underway. Senator Cramer and others are leading that battle. Senator Hovind, Congressman Armstrong, part of that as well. But none of them, nor Governor Burgum, invest the time for our audience every single week. And not just us. There's others as well that he does this for, and he's received awards for it. So I only say that so that we don't take it for granted, and we participate in it and join the conversation. 800-228-0550 for Senator Kevin Cramer. Text me at 701-367-2054. Todd's off today, back Monday. So you can also text super producer Chris Larson at 701-352-8661. You know, Facebook banned President Trump, right? Twitter, YouTube cracking down on Trump conservatives. That's us. Now Newsmax wants to know if Congress should stop big tech censorship and bring Trump back on Facebook at a minimum and just stop this assault on all things conservative. You can vote on that question in Newsmax poll and give your opinion. You just text the word zone to 39747. Zone to 39747. I already voted. You can make your voice heard today if you haven't already. Newsmax TV will share the results with millions. It's now, by the way, the fourth largest cable news channel in America. President Trump last week was on Newsmax. You can watch it on all major cable systems. You check your guide. You call your operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. But be aware, Medco customers do not get Newsmax. Now, if you do the math, Medco has 11 liberal channels, news channels, but not Newsmax. So if you're a Medco customer, the folks at Newsmax want you to call them and let them know you want Newsmax, or you can switch. And by the way, I did. And I said, the minute it is back on Medco, I'm again a Medco customer. Because this is at least a regional company, a good company. You know, what's Cable One on their 15th name now? What is it called? Spartacus or something. I don't even know what they call it. Sparklight or something. So Medco is at least local. They're us. But vote in the Newsmax poll. Should Trump be back on Facebook? Should Congress crack down on big tech? Zone is the word you text. Zone, and the number you type in, just like you type in a phone number, is 39747. Senator Kevin Cramer, welcome to your Talk Radio Town Hall. Welcome back. Good to see you. Yesterday, the show was dominated by the visit of the EPA administrator, so I know every day is a busy day, but thank you for, again, taking the time for our listeners today.
Well, Scott, thanks, and thanks for being there to cover the event yesterday here in Bismarck. It was pretty cool, all in all, I thought. I thought, as always, I'm always, you know, impressed. I don't know why. I'm never surprised, but I'm always impressed by the incredible knowledge of North Dakota's elected officials and North Dakota's industry leaders on everything from waters of the U.S. to greenhouse gas emissions to SOx, NOx, you know, how to produce coal in an environmentally sound way, how to generate electricity in an environmentally safe way, how to recover oil in a very environmentally safe way. I just thought, all in all, it was a great day for North Dakota to showcase what we do and what we do so well, and how, frankly, we do so humbly as a state to somebody who, frankly, up until coming to North Dakota, I'm certain, was not aware of the incredible technological advancements and innovations right here in North Dakota when it comes to generating clean energy by using fossil fuels and other sources.
We have a little gift for you today. We have one of your favorite World War II veterans, and I know that's a long list, but this one's pretty special. He is celebrating a 100th birthday today, the one, the only Lynn Oz, You get to tell them happy birthday for the entire What's on Your Mind audience. What's on Your Mind audience, Lynn? Welcome. How are you, sir? Daniel, is Lynn hooked up there? There we go. Hey, Lynn, how are you?
Oh, great. If Senator Craver's there on your phone, I said greetings to both of you because of the kindness you showed us on that trip on the Rough Rider trip to Washington. You were both great, and you did wonderful. And Kevin, you're my favorite.
You're my favorite, Lynn. Thank you for, thanks, first of all, for just being so darn nice. But more than anything, thank you for being an incredible citizen of our great country for the last 100 years. I can't wait to see what you're going to do next.
Yeah, me
so
too.
Happy birthday.
Me too.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. I have a little birthday present for you, Lynn.
Yes, I do.
In the United States Senate, your friend Kevin Cramer gave you a little tribute. I can see your mug right there next to Kevin's on that honor flight you're talking about. And just listen to a little bit of this.
Thank you, Mr. President. It is a great honor for me today to recognize a North Dakota legend who is celebrating his 100th birthday on June 4th. Lynn Oz of Minot is one of our state's most treasured residents. With his engaging personality and deep commitment to public service, Lynn has experienced many great moments in our state's and our nation's history. Lynn was raised during the Great Depression on a farm near the town of Benedict, 40 miles south of Minot. He earned law and business degrees from the University of North Dakota, managed a medical clinic, served in the North Dakota legislature for 8 years, and was a delegate to the state's 1972 Constitutional Convention. He and his late wife, Beverly, raised 4 sons. To this day, Lynn remains active in his community. With all that has been so remarkable about Lynn's life, it is his service during World War II that resonates the most with those who know him. Like with so many other young North Dakotans, the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in December of 1941 changed the course of Lynn's life. In August 1942, Lynn had just finished his first year of college when he enlisted in the United States Army. He began basic training in March 1943 and became part of the 193rd Glider Infantry Regiment of the 17th Airborne Division. Following intensive training stateside, he boarded a ship in Boston in August 1944, heading to Liverpool, England. Lynn's first combat experience was the Battle of the Bulge, one of the costliest battles in American history, with more than 80,000 U.S. casualties, including 19,000 American soldiers killed. His division and unit were flown to France and transported by trucks to Bastogne on December 24, 1944. His platoon entered combat on January 7th, fighting in deep snow, frigid cold, and heavy fog. Beginning with 55 troopers, Lynn was one of only 5 survivors to leave the front lines 3 weeks later. The end of January brought his first 2 nights of sleep under a roof in 5 weeks. In February, his platoon fought along the Siegfried Line on Nazi Germany's border. Later in March, he participated in Operation Varsity, the last large-scale Allied airborne operation of the war. There he was towed in a glider and landed behind enemy lines near Wesel, Germany. Lynn's combat days ended on March 25th when he was wounded in his left arm by shrapnel. Following extensive recuperation back in America, Lynn remained in the Army another 5 months until he was honorably discharged on November 1st, of 1945.
That is an incredible legacy. There's more to that. We'll have it up on our Facebook page, but that's the United States Senate, Lynn, and you are worthy of it. Other than those accomplishments, what have you done in 100 years? My goodness.
Not much, but I'm overwhelmed, Senator Cramer. You got it all as far as the service is concerned, and you've always been a loyal supporter of the military, and thank you so much for your work in the Senate as well. And yes, what else have I done in this world? Well, I look forward to every day. I look forward to a new mission, and I've had a good life.
Wow.
You know, Scott, here's what's so great about Lynn. First of all, do you notice how he deflected praise away from himself to other people? That's the characteristic of somebody who serves for 100 years in every way imaginable, and that's what a servant's heart does. But one of the characteristics of the greatest generation, and Lynn, of course, is the embodiment of it, is that they serve every day in some capacity. I'll bet you there's not enough paper to jot down all of the commissions, councils, committees, advisory boards, you name it, the things that Lynn has served on and the things that he's done for his family, for his community, for his neighborhood, for his church, for his state, for his nation. I mean, I highlighted, you know, some of the big ones, like his years in the legislature and the Constitutional Convention, but...
he's forgotten, you know, more than we'll ever know. He's forgotten more than we'll ever know, and it is all about a servant's heart. You're absolutely right. God bless you, Lynn. Wish I could be there in Minot tomorrow. I'll be with you in spirit, and I know it'll be a great community celebration if you can be there. Honor this great man. Thank you, Lynn. God bless you. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much to both of you. Yeah, I support everything you're doing on this program.
God bless you.
Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation? You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Luke is back from Red Trenchless. Hey, Luke, tell us a little bit about what you've been busy doing these last couple of weeks.
Hey, Scott. Well, we've been filling up the calendar real well. We got projects going on in Medina. We're going to be heading down to Wahpeton. We're up at New John's Lake. We got some projects going on in Bismarck, Mandan here. Calendar's looking pretty busy, but we always got time to get new customers on.
When you do a drawing job, Luke, what do they say to you about how you do it versus anybody else?
Well, they're really impressed. You know, every job we do, Scott, we treat it like it's our first one, and we leave it better than the way we found it, whether that's restoration or just friendliness with customers. We stand out from other competitors in the area, and you can tell that by previous jobs we've done and on our website.
Trenchless technology, minimal excavation, and that means less disruption to traffic, business, and life. Repair, rehab, or replacement, call reddrilling.com. Call Luke at Red Drilling, 701-934-1134 today, or online at reddrilling.com.
Thanks, Scott.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Pancake wrap has wrapped in it. I'm assuming it's sausage, but I'm about to find out today. PetroServe USA, one of the great home cook and grab-and-go specials today at the 12th Avenue I-29 location. Valley City Chicken Fettuccine. Chicken Fettuccine, I'm telling you what. Harwood and West Main Avenue, West Fargo, going Sloppy Joe's today. Mac and cheese, aside in West Fargo, chips in Harwood. And the meatballs, they're flying off the shelf in Minnesota. Glendon Ulin Swedish Meatballs today, PetroServe USA Home Cook and Grab and Go Convenience, 701-258-0550 for Senator Kevin Cramer, 800-228-0550 in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Politico, one of the major news websites in our nation's capital, they're very well wired at the capital, has a biographical piece on Senator Cramer. Your op-ed today is on Fox News talking about Joe Biden's support for a, believe it or not, you can't even make this up, but he is helping a pipeline moving Russian energy to Germany and shutting down our pipelines. And thank you for this op-ed, by the way, but tell listeners what they need to know about what you are trying to do to expose what Joe Biden is doing to help foreign energy while he's hurting domestic energy. I can't even make this up.
You can't. No, you can't make it up, Scott. He's doing a couple of really, really crazy things. One of them is he's negotiating with Iran over lifting the sanctions on their oil so they can sell more of their oil beyond Iran. So he's doing that. They're literally in negotiations now to allow Iran to sell more of their oil into the market. But the Nord Stream 2 piece, and that's what my op-ed today is about, going over the details of Nord Stream 2. Nord Stream is a pipeline from Russia to in Nord Stream 2 is to Germany. It's underwater, of course, pipeline, and the Trump administration put sanctions on the builders of that pipeline for obvious reasons. Y'all might recall there was a time, I don't know, halfway through the Trump presidency, where President Trump took on Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, in quite publicly, and humiliated her, basically talking about Nord Stream 2. And why would you make yourself further dependent on Vladimir Putin when we're funding your defense against Vladimir Putin? The United States and NATO funds Germany's defense against, and the rest of Europe's defense against Vladimir Putin and Russia. And here they are making themselves dependent on the Putin monopoly for natural gas. And I point to several of the craziest parts of that. Now, you'd think the craziest part would be the national security problem, and that's sort of the point of the op-ed. But the other thing that might be even crazier is that Vladimir Putin's natural gas has a much higher carbon footprint than U.S. natural gas that is liquefied and shipped to Germany. So why would you make yourself completely dependent on Vladimir Putin's dirty natural gas if, in fact, you care about things like global climate change? Maybe that's just a talking point for somebody. Maybe they don't really care about it. But places like Germany and France and some of our other, quote, NATO allies are all about getting Vladimir Putin's natural gas rather than the United States' natural gas. Now, here's what's interesting, Scotty. There are at least 8 other European countries who adamantly oppose it. I've had 3 meetings with the energy minister from Poland. Can you imagine how frightened Poland is about becoming completely dependent on Russia for natural gas? It's an absurdity, but it needs to be pointed out because people hear things like Nord Stream 2 and the Baltic states and, you know, Angela Merkel, and they sort of, you know, shrug it off and how does this affect me? Well, it affects us in lots of ways, and most of all, it's a national security problem. It's also an economy problem, and it's hypocrisy at its worst. So I point all this out in this op-ed today that as you said, has been published by Fox News, but has been picked up by lots of other outlets already this morning.
I had dinner in Palm Beach, Florida, night before last, I even forget when, earlier this week, with Chris Ruddy from Newsmax, and he introduced me to a gentleman by the Jack Maxey. He'd never met him before, but he's in the Rudy Giuliani circles, and he has the Hunter Biden laptop. He's the one that has been trying to get media to cover this. And we spent the entire time talking about the Bakken at dinner and the power the Bakken has to really, I mean, we're getting, what, 10% at the most, 12, 11, whatever percent of that oil out of the ground now. We're doing it with innovation, technology in North Dakota. And it is revolutionized oil and gas, one of the reasons we're energy independent, right? He said, Scott, if I took you through chapter and verse of the text between Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden, if you saw the emails between Hunter Biden and foreign actors who mean to do real harm in bringing down domestic energy and everything you're doing in the Bakken, your blood would boil. It's there in black and white in this laptop. It is Joe taking meetings at Hunter's suggestion with Russian bad actors, with Chinese bad actors, all who mean to do our industry harm. So I think I know why what is happening, what you described, is happening, but how is it the United States Senate, the woke media have not yet connected these dots?
Oh, I think a lot of them have. The woke media, listen, just because the woke media doesn't report it doesn't mean they haven't connected the dots. Part of why they don't report it is because they've connected the dots. You have to remember the incredible investment that CNN and NBC, CBS, ABC, New York Times, Washington Post, Politico, on and on and on, the incredible investment they've made in Joe Biden being president of the United States. And so, you know, they have their own conflicts. That's how screwed up the media has become in this country. And they remain obsessed with people like Donald Trump and Michael Flynn and all the rest. And you think, what is going on that we would look the other way at these things? And by the way, never raise a question about things like the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. How do you not question the relationship between Vladimir Putin and Joe Biden and family members, perhaps? Or what is? Why would you, as the commander-in-chief of the United States military, and by the way, Scotty, just in the last 3 months, I have examined and interviewed many generals, including the four-star generals, combatant commanders, and I ask them often about Nord Stream 2. There's not one of them that thinks the Nord Stream 2 is a good idea from a national security standpoint, and yet their commander-in-chief, not only does he look the other way, I mean, he literally greenlights it, took away the sanctions that the Congress itself put on Nord Stream 2. So the United States Congress, the Armed Services Committee, through the National Defense Authorization Act last year, put the sanctions on. I introduced legislation to reinstate those sanctions and to expand those sanctions now to not just the contractor but subcontractors. And, you know, people will argue, well, it's not about Russia, it's more about our allies in Europe, to which I say, nonsense. The relationship between Angela Merkel and Vladimir Putin needs to be investigated. What is it about France and the communist Russia that's cozier than their obligation to defend themselves against it? So we've got a lot of issues, but I think personally, I think we have to question, why does our commander-in-chief yield to Ayatollah Khomeini and Vladimir Putin while he destroys the energy sector, tries to destroy the energy industry in the United States of America? What is the possible motivation?
Do your sanctions, only quick answer here, do your sanctions have a chance of getting implemented in a Democratic Congress in a Biden White House?
I don't think that they do anymore, unfortunately, but many Democrats have spoken out against what the president did, including the second-ranking member, Democrat, Gene Shaheen, in the Armed Services Committee of the United States Senate. But
so
I don't think they'll take him on by voting for my
legislation. Now it's time to expose this and make it more difficult for Democrats to block it, because who can defend this?
That's why I wrote the op-ed.
Yeah, fantastic. Right. More coming up. Bob and Wheatland, you're next to go for Senator Kramer when we come up.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and sons. Harry Abbott Thompson. He was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the world tries to get to the origins of the coronavirus pandemic, China is stonewalling the investigation, going as far as to threaten nuclear war with the United States. Former White House coronavirus testing czar Brett Jarrah on Fox News says lab leaks are not uncommon.
SARS has leaked out of laboratory and even caused secondary deaths. We know that in 1979, anthrax leaked out of a Soviet laboratory and killed 60 people. So lab leaks are not uncommon, and I really really think data like people getting ill in November from the laboratory, if that proves true, that coincides exactly when we know this virus hit China.
Vanity Fair is reporting that American government officials were told not to explore the Wuhan Institute of Virology's weaponizing of the virus because it would bring unwelcome attention of U.S. tax dollars funding the Chinese research. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What's on your mind? 28 before the top of the hour. Brought to you today by MyPillow. Mike Lindell and his team at it again. In fact, Mike at frankspeech.com today has up absolute 9-0. Listeners of this program will not be confused as to what he is meaning by absolute 9-0, because every time he says, when this case about
when?
The lack of election integrity,
when
this
okay.
case...
All right.
gets before the Supreme Court, it'll be 9-0. And every time he says that, I say, Mike, do me a favor.
Kind of with you.
Don't say that out loud, because they're going to think you're on crack again. But he has stayed on this from the beginning. He said it's a cyber attack. Democrats, Republicans, liberals, conservatives, any God-fearing, freedom-loving American will have to acknowledge that the greatest cyber attack in America happened on the 3rd of November. He's not a wallflower, friends. And frankspeech.com is where you can do that. But regardless of what you think about election integrity and what happened, there is no argument about the best towels, the best sheets, the best pillows and mattress toppers and dog beds and weighted blankets, MyPillow bathrobes. I was at dinner last night at Doolittle's. And Jim and Sherry Heyer and I had a great conversation. Sherry said, I listened to you one day, and I ordered a robe and a towel and a pillow and slippers because I want to support Mike. God bless you, Sherry. I tell you what, folks, that's what it's going to take, because the big box stores are canceling Mike Lindell. Use the promo code Scott for all the great deals. Robes 30% off. Lowest price ever on the premium pillow. $29.98 for the queen. $5 more for the king. The dog beds as low as $19.99. Take care of your furry friends. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Bob in Wheatland for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go, Bob.
Yes, okay. I'd like to ask some questions about January 6th. There's still a bunch of people locked up over the whole deal of January 6th about, you know, everybody showed up with weapons and we were taking over the Capitol, and a bunch of crazy, you know, righties took over the Capitol. But one of the big questions is, where are the Republican Party? How come they're so spineless? Why? I would like to find nobody speaking out about these people locked up and the keys thrown away. I'm sure they're losing their houses.
All right, Bob, hang on one sec here, because what you're saying came up last week, and I've heard it a few times since, and it's a question from a few texters today, too. Do we know... that there are people incarcerated indefinitely over this? I think we were going to check and see how many have been arrested or whatever. Have you had a chance to dig into that, Senator Cramer?
Yeah, we did. And I don't know of any, frankly. I'll make sure my staff looks more into that today, see what we can find out in terms of a final number or a specific number. But to my knowledge, if there's anybody incarcerated at this point, it would be very few. For one thing, none of these... you know, that none of these crimes, short of a murder, you know, there's things like bail, and obviously there have been 455 arrests, something like that. They're all under investigation, continue to be under investigation. But to my knowledge, none of them, you know, are sitting in a jail cell someplace without having had some form of due process or a hearing or a conviction or a sentencing. There may be some people that have done settlements, and I know there have been some that have pled guilty and probably gotten whatever the sentences that they agreed to or whatever they negotiated. But I do think one of the things you have to be careful of is not to just buy into extremism on either side of this issue.
No, by the way, this, Bob, I don't, you know, again, we'll get this definitively answered, but already Senator Cramer knows enough to know if there is, it is a very low number and probably likely rated to a different offense because you wouldn't be keeping them in jail you know, as bad as it was for some of those people.
Right.
Look, I don't think we as conservatives can condone one ounce of law breaking. It's like the border, right? These people are coming from Honduras. They don't have money. They don't have food. They don't have jobs. It's terrible. All right, so it's okay to break the law? Never. Never. You have to find another way to do that. That's why we had the Remain in Mexico policy for all these people. The Northern Triangle had to stay in Mexico. They lived. They didn't cross the border. They didn't die. We as conservatives, Bob, have to be for the rule of law. So I happen to believe that a lot of misguided people who honestly didn't come there to break the law got swept up by a lot of people who were bad actors. People that I know, farmers from North Dakota that were there, figured this out in 5 minutes. They said the people with the most Trump attire on had earpieces like the Secret Service does. They're directing people 100 yards away to go to that window and break that window. They were smart enough not to go in. But some people on our side, a very, very small number, who love Trump enough to break the law, deserve to be called what they are, criminals, and are now being dealt with as they should in a court of law. And let's just deal with the facts. Let's not say, oh, this happened, it didn't happen, because I've heard the same thing you did. Senator Cramer got a call about last weekend, and we now know it's not true. There aren't all these people in. So I just think we got to be careful about that. To his point, though, Senator Cramer, do you feel like the Republican Party is doing enough? Obviously, the media says, oh, you blocked the commission. No,
I don't know how much more you can do, really, to be honest with you, Scotty. And the Republican Party, when people say the Republican Party, I'm sometimes not real sure who they're talking about, because the Republican Party is a corporation.
Fair point. It's a lot of things. But how about the U.S. Senate? Do you think the U.S. Senate is getting to the facts on this? Hey, a law enforcement officer died. Did he die from some, you know, dumb actor that broke the law there, or did he die of a heart attack? All those kind of questions you think are being fairly bit by bit gone through by the Senate Republicans?
So, yeah, that's actually a good question, Sky. So there are two committees of jurisdiction on this in the United States Senate, and both of them have been working together in a joint way on the investigation, and I think they'll have a final report here in the next, I'm going to say within the next 2 weeks. Of course, that can change if more stuff comes to light, but they've been pretty thorough in their investigations. And so we're going to get a final report on that. Hopefully we'll know more about it. I suspect a lot of their work's going to be centered more around why was the Capitol so vulnerable. I think there's one person that has to answer that question more than any, and that's Nancy Pelosi. She should have had all the intelligence that supposedly the FBI and the Justice Department had, and that they shared with the Capitol Police and the Sergeant at Arms. But they're under the direct jurisdiction of the Speaker of the House. She's been able to sort of skate without any real scrutiny here.
Amen. By the way, I think I've said this to you before, and I've said it to anybody that'll listen. At your invitation, I was able to be in the Capitol the night this happened, as you well know, this pest that wouldn't leave your office. And I went through a door that I normally go through where I need an escort to get to an office about 2 hours before your friend James Lankford was gaveled down and there was an intrusion in the Capitol. And I went through a door that I always go through that has two guards outside and several inside, and there was one guard at the door. There was less than there is on a sunny, beautiful Washington, D.C. day in May. And I have to say, gosh, It's no secret that 30,000 people are surrounding the Capitol. Trump was still speaking at the time, right? And you go, wow. So there are real questions about whether or not this was sort of a look the other way or stand down or poor rules of engagement that still haven't been answered, correct?
Right. There's still open questions.
So I think, Bob, you're right. I think this is something that we still need to just follow through. But I think that was also the reason, Senator Cramer, not to do a commission, because you felt
exactly right.
Yeah, it was being handled, being dealt with in law enforcement circles and in congressional bipartisan commissions or committees. So,
so to that point, and I think this gets a little bit to Bob's point, too, and you're making here, and this is why Republicans blocked the commission in the United States Senate, where we have enough votes to do that. The House, they don't have enough votes to do it. In the Senate, we do. And because the last thing we need is more of the same. For one thing, the House never took the issue up. No House committee ever took this issue up. There are committees of jurisdiction that can take these issues up, and they never did. There are these 450 arrests that are being investigated thoroughly. They were investigated prior to the arrest. They've been, continue to be investigated. They expect about another 100 people to be arrested before this is all over while they get more evidence. And remember, there's a lot of video evidence. There's a lot of social media evidence. There are a lot of people turning other people in. It's a long process. And there'll be a criminal investigation, and our system works pretty darn well. Not every time is it perfect, but it's a pretty good and thorough process. So I'm not interested in reliving the whole thing over and over and over again. What I am interested in, though, is focusing on this current administration, working with them where we can to do the right things and stopping them from doing the wrong things, and I think stopping the commission was a good thing to do.
And another emailer says 16 people jailed without bail, kept in solitary. Again, we're saying that is the rumor repeated often, and so far the facts do not bear that out. We'll work to get the exact number of total arrests. I'd love to know that, and then how many are still incarceration so we can find that out. And Bob and Wheatland, thanks for asking, because this gets asked a lot.
I know there are 450 arrests at this point.
Okay.
So 16 are still in. That's a pretty small percentage.
It's a small percentage, but again, what are the reasons for it, right? Is it actually an intrusion of the Capitol, or is it past offenses or whatever?
It's likely a combination of dealing with past offenses. Some of them, as we know, are from various militia groups or white supremacy groups, not affiliated with Donald Trump.
Texture says, thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. And again, stay on this. Next week, you got a follow-up. Feel free to call us. Texture says, I'd like to ask the senator why Congress can't do something to tell the states that are using federal dollars to give millions away in a lottery for people getting vaccinated, that if they want to do that idiocy, they have to use their own state's money, not our federal tax dollars under the guise of COVID funding.
So, okay, say that one more time.
He's saying you and Congress basically should tell the states if they want to use money, millions of money in a lottery to get, basically saying, hey, get vaccinated or to give freebies away or do an ad campaign. If they want to do that idiocy, they should use the state taxpayer money, not federal tax dollars under the guise of COVID funding.
Yeah, so, well, that would be swell. Of course, I didn't vote for any of this money that they're using to do these things, so I tried to not support the bill at all. It's one of the main reasons we're having runaway inflation right now and on our way to hyperinflation if we're not careful. So there's that issue. The second one is I agree with the sentiment completely. In fact, I don't really think you ought to use any money to do some of these things, to hyper-incentivize people to do something, because it presumes that people are too stupid to make their own decisions as though they don't know something about what's going on. And I'm not afraid of the vaccine. I don't think people should have to be afraid of it. But if you are, you have every right to be. And by the way, there is a lot we don't know, right? So I just think that we've gone way out of hand in trying to encourage people to do something that they intuitively might have questions about and are rightfully asking questions about it before they make up their mind.
And with your federal tax dollars and sometimes state dollars. Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes state dollars, I just think it's all too much.
Great point. More with Senator Cramer coming up. Fred, and lots of texts and emails.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Fresh baked muffins, homemade cookies, personal pepperoni pizza right out of the oven with cheesy or garlic bread. These items and so many more all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Come on in. The 4-for-4 deal, pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 all day long, every day. Best deal in town at a PetroServe USA. And the lowest price fuel, Marathon, Senex, PetroServe USA brand. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, what's not to love, PetroServe USA. Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532. Action Movers.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan. Right on the price, right on Memorial Highway. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. New Buick and GMCs arriving daily. You gotta get in there, though, while they last, because once they're in, they're gone. And even the inventory's down at all across the country. So as soon as they get a decent one, it's gone. You got to be ready. So get a hold of them, 701-214-6372. They get everything set up. They're ready to go when that car and that vehicle comes in you want. You're ready to go. 701-214-6372. Online at SchwannBuickGMC.com. They'll take care of you.
Listener just sent a note here. Where's this at? Does it tell us where they're at? 96 degrees, wherever they're at. Says, this is how I get through these hot days, listening to you and Kevin on the radio. Just remember, working in 20 below wind chills makes me feel like these temps.
Thank you.
Yeah, like these temps. So, And it's a hat. It's like, it looks like, it might be a beekeeper, actually. Because one of those hats are like a netting. Imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine. I'll send that guy Mike Lindell's book. What are the odds? From crack addict to CEO, 19 near-death experiences, and their guy's still living to fight another day every day. So we'll send you a little goodie there if you send me back your address, okay? Let's see here. Caller that came in off the air, I want to give you a chance to address. Somebody wants to know when Lil Nas's party is, and Fred has a question for Senator Kramer. First this.
Yeah, this is Ben. Scott is just mentioning Merkel giving up with this pipeline. I don't know if most people realize, but Merkel grew up in East Germany, and I think she's got a little bit of Marxist indoctrination still in her. Thanks.
So Ben makes a pretty important point. Just imagine, remember I said, Scott, earlier that there are at least 8 European countries who oppose the pipeline, and they are countries like Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, Estonia, the Eastern Bloc countries, because this pipeline, of course, locks them in as well. You know, it makes them more dependent on Russian energy, and they want our energy. Wouldn't that be great if we were selling U.S. natural gas to these European countries instead of Russia selling theirs, making them a monopoly.
Appreciate that. Thanks for the call. Always remember that Oasis Petroleum, Beat the Buffalo Hotline, 24-7, 855-200-1776. Fred in beautiful Wing, North Dakota, your question for Senator Kramer. Go.
Yes, you know, conservatives want to always be on the side of right. And so we got to battle right and wrong. But sometimes our battle comes when we're battling right and almost right. And that's where we're at right now. A lot of this stuff has been lies. And you two guys spent that night there that night. You have something that God wants to use you for. That experience will make you use God to make this country better. Both of you guys being there that night on the 6th of January. And Luke 21, I want everyone to read Luke 21 for 2021. Read it over and over. Tell us about what's going on in our country. And Mr. Kramer, all I'm saying is that we just got to be always right. We always got to be right.
I appreciate that, Fred. Fred raises a really interesting point. Sorry, Scotty, it gets a little bit back to the piece that you opened up the show talking about, in that roll call piece, where they titled it, I Want to Get the Smile Back. That is a quote they used for me in the story. And
is it political or roll call?
I'm sorry, political.
Okay,
yeah.
Yep. I just want folks to be able to find it. I'll put it up on Facebook, too, and our social media. But, yeah, I want to get the smile back. What did you mean by that?
What I meant by that was, we started out, the reporter asked me, and they did it, by the way, in a Q&A format, which is very unusual, and it's particularly for political, but and his editor agreed to it, which I was surprised by. I like Q&As because you're less edited, right? And he started out by asking me about, you know, how Ronald Reagan influenced my early political career, and then I became this strong Trump supporter, and sort of drawing a contrast between the two. And I said, well, it's not so much contrast because while their styles are different, they're very similar in that they're both very optimistic people. And that Donald Trump's optimism, I think many times is misunderstood, probably somewhat by his personality. But his stream of consciousness about this country, even about the pandemic, was because he's optimistic. He never feared it because he's optimistic about this country and its ability to persevere. So that's what I meant by get the smile back. But the other thing, the point he made is we were there. This is another reason why I don't see why we'd need a commission. I was an eyewitness. All 100 of us were eyewitnesses, pretty up close and personal, to what went on that night. There's not much confusion about what went on that night. There's not even a lot of confusion about the role of different people in it. We've had a hearing about it. We had an impeachment process about it. The president was not convicted through that impeachment process. What more are we going to learn if we continue a commission that we haven't already seen ourselves? Evidence we've already considered, discovery that's taken place, ongoing investigations, and part of that optimism is looking forward, Scott. We have plenty of things, and Fred's right and almost right, illustration's a darn good one as well, but we can't condemn people for only being almost right either. And that was one of the Ronald Reagan quotes that the story quotes, is the person that agrees with me 80% is my friend. So anyway, a lot of stuff there, but I love the idea of looking up Luke 21.
Yeah, great advice there, Fred. Thank you very much. There's a story I found in the Washington Post, not exactly my go-to source, but it does have some facts related to the Capitol incident on January 6th and this woman, Ashley Babbitt. So for Bob and Wheatland, you got that there, too. We didn't even scratch the surface on so many issues. And, of course, I know the Biden battles are many these days. Senator Kramer, thanks for the time, as always. And we'll talk again next week, sir.
Always my pleasure. Thanks, Scotty.
Senator Kevin Kramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall, part of What's on Your Mind. Never take that for granted, folks. Great access. See you Monday. God bless.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.